Daf is Daf Mem Ches. Today's learning is sponsored by the Felder family in honor of parents, grandparents, children, grandchildren, I think it is, and by the Shulmans for Fur Shlema Pinchas Ben Tova. So let's begin top of Mem Ches. Four lines down, the new Mishnah begins that Halal Vasimcha Shmona, that the saying Halal, full Halal with the Bracha, is all 8 days of Sukkot through Shmiatzeres and Simcha as well, which Rashi explains Simcha means Shalmei Simcha, the carbon Simcha that's brought every single day, that applies all 8 days of Sukkot, including Shmiatzeres. So Kate said, how does this work exactly? Milame Chechaiv Adam Bahala Uvasimcha Uvichovid Yamtif Ha'achron Shechag Kishar Koimo Sechag. They tell us that every single day of Yamtif, including the last day, including Shmiat Tzeres, one is Chaiv in the various parts of Simcha, Kavod Yamtif. So asks Gemara Minahani Mila, how do you know that the 8th day is included in Simcha? If you look at Rashi to explain what the question is, Rashi says, Minahani Mila, the Shmini Chai B'Simcha. The Pasuk only says there's a mitzvah of Simcha for 7 days. It doesn't mention Shmiat Tzeres. But it doesn't mention that Shmiat Tzeres is Chayv in Simcha. So how do we know? So the Gemara explains, V'haisi Ach Samech L'Rabos Leile Yom Tif Ha'achron. It says the Pasuk Ach Samech to include even the last night of Yom Tif. And Rashi explains not only the night of Shmiat Tzeres, but also the daytime. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "L'rabos leile yomtiv ha'achrom l'simcha shelafanav." It includes Shmiat Tzeres to the simcha from before, the days before, and it continues to the 8th day as well. L'cholo im shivas hayam, to include it in the 7 days. She yizbach shlamim b'shvi. You should shech the carbon shlamim on shvi, which is Hoshana Rabbah, in order that k'day lechol leile shmi. This way, you could have the simcha leil Shmiat Tzeres. The high sameach l'may asa. What else is it coming to include? Kevin dechsev leil minei v'samachta b'chagecha. We already know there's a simcha. So what's ach sameach coming to add? El l'rabo simchas leile shmi, to include the night of the 8th. And then Chavin this Rabbi leile yomtiv ha'achron shun tof tafel. Once, says Rashi, once it includes the night of Shmiat Tzeres, which seems to be secondary to that of the daytime of Shmiat Tzeres, kal v'chomer hayom shu ikr shechai b'simcha. The daytime is the ikr time of celebrating simcha. So the reason, I think, is because since you bring a carbon during the daytime, not nighttime, seemingly the zman simcha should be zman hakrava. So daytime is ikr. Nighttime is secondary. Nighttime is an afterthought. So once the nighttime is included for simcha, certainly the daytime is v'shar kol alayis, the other nights during the 7 days of Sukkot, lo tzricha riboy, that does not need a pasuk to include him, the yamim afilu leilos b'mashra, because when the pasuk says yam, you have to celebrate for 7 days. We already saw a few days ago, days includes even the nighttime. So that's how you know the drush of 7 days plus Shmiat Tzeres is chayv in simcha. So now the Gemara says that maybe own le yam tov achron o einu elo yam tov rishon. Maybe Ach Samech is coming to include the night of the first night of Sukkot. The truth is, there's no mitzvah of Simcha the first night of Sukkot. Why not? So if you look at Rashi, you have to look at Rashi a little bit lower down, around six narrow lines up. O Einu Ela L'Rabos Leil Yom Tov Rishon. Maybe Ach Samech is including that there's a Simcha on the first night of Sukkot. Why? Vashmi'inan Shetzorech Lizvoach Shlomim Erev Yom Tov L'Simcha Leil Rishon. To tell us there's a mitzvah to shech the carbon Shlomim Erev Sukkot, so that there's a carbon to eat the nighttime, because you can't shech the nighttime. So how else are you going to have a simcha b'layla, the first night? It must be you shech at Erev Yom Tov, which of course we don't do. V'lo ba'inan zvicha v'sha simcha. You don't have to shech it during the time of simcha. I mean, there's no simcha Erev Sukkot. So right now the given is that there is no simcha the first night of Sukkot, because you can't shech it. The Erev Sukkot is not right. But maybe Ach Samech is coming to tell me, include the first night of Sukkot, and not include the first night of the night of Shmiat Tzeres. So the Gemara again says, O Einu Ela Yom Tov Rishon. So maybe it's referring to the first night of Sukkot and Zachiv of Simcha. So the Gemara answers, no. Kishuhu Omer Ach Chalak. The word Ach means come to decide or divide, to separate. Ach is coming to exclude the first night. So that's what the drush is, to exclude the first night. So now in the end of the day, Mari Isa, what did the Chazal see? L'rabos Leile Yom Tov Ha'achron U'lahotzi Leile Yom Tov Rishon. What compelled Chazal to make the drasha that we're excluding the first night of Sukkot and we're including the night of Shmiat Tzeres? So the Gemara explains, Mar ba'ani leila yom tov ha'achron. It makes more sense to include the night of Shmiat Tzeres, sheyesh simcha lefanav, that the day prior is a part of simcha. You have 7 days of Sukkot leading into Shmiat Tzeres. That's much more natural. As opposed to motzi ani leila yom tov ha'rishon, I'm going to exclude the first night of Sukkot, she'ein simcha lefanav. There is no simcha beforehand, and that's why the Gemara has such a drasha. So the new Mishnah tells us, Sukkah Shiva. So the mitzvah sukkah is 7 days. We know there's no mitzvah, there's an isser to sin the sukkah on Shmiat Teres, so the mitzvah of sukkah is only 7 days in Eretz Yisrael. So Ketzer, how does that work? What do you do the last day? Hoshana Rabbah comes, it's still sukkahs, so what do you do? Ketzer, gomer milechel, you eat your final meal on Hoshana Rabbah. Lo yate sukkaso, one should not unravel, undo, take apart the sukkah, rather you should leave it there. But aval morid es hakelim min hamincha l'mala, after mincha time, you should remove all the pots and pans and utensils and couches and whatnot. Bring it to the inside of the house, mipnei kavod yom tov achron shechag, in order that you should show proper respect to the incoming yom tov of Shmiat Teres. But you should not take down the entire sukkah. Why not? So Rashi explains here, gamer milecho mishvi, which is Hoshana Rabbah, lo yatir es sukaso, lo yatir es agadim shela lesoso, don't untie the knots there, don't take apart the sukkah, deha kol hayom chavas lishon v'lishanim. Let's say you get tired, let's say you want to learn, we want to hang out, you should still go to the sukkah on Hoshana Rabbah, v'ikle le sudas, if there's a meal, achal le'begabai. So you can't undo the entire sukkah, you leave it there, but you take all the decorations, all the furniture, you bring it to your house as proper kavod of the Yom Tov. Now this is din brought down by the Ramah, not din of Minog, brought down by the Ramah, dated back to the Kolbo, there's a concept of saying bye to the sukkah. He says, when you leave the sukkah, you should say, yihiratzon sheniska, leishev orashel of yasun shel sukkah, or something like that. You should sit in the sukkah of the yasun. That's the lashon of the Ramah. So if you look in the Kolbo, which is the source of the Ramah, he says, l'shana haba niske, we should be zocha to sit in the sukkah of the yasun. So what's the different pshat, whether you say l'shana haba or not? So the Chida asks on the Kobo's Lashem, we're not asking for next year. We want to send the Sukkah of Yasin right now. The Sukkah of Yasin is not an inid of Sukkah. It's an inid of Asid Lava. It's referring to Mashiach, that we're going to sit all day long in the Sukkah of Yasin. So why is the Kobo saying, next year we're going to sit in the Sukkah? Why didn't tomorrow want to sit in the Sukkah of Yasin? So therefore, the Ramah changes the Girsa and removes the Shana Haba from the language and just simply says, Yiratzon Sheniske Lios Be'oleshe B'Sukkah Shel Yasin. That's the Lashon of the Ramah. Now the Kaf HaChaim says, no, the Lashon could still be right. Maybe the Lashon should be, L'shan haba b'Yushalayim, comma, we should sit next sukkah in Yushalayim, and also we should be nizke to sit in the sukkah of Yasan as a separate in outside of sukkah. So that's, but either way, when a person leaves a sukkah, that's brought down in the machzorim, you should say a little tefillah, a little bracha, before leaving the sukkah. So now the Gemara says, ain lo kalim lahorid, let's say the guy has no kalim to bring down. What does it mean, ain lo kalim? So Rashi explains here, it should be, sorry, ain lo kalim lahorid mahu, ain lo kalim, for me he has no kalim, el ki ishtamish b'may ishtamish, then how did he eat the meals during 7 days? What it means is, ain lo makom lahorid kalim. Let's say his house becomes a sukkah. He's a one-room house. He takes off his roof to make his sukkah, so he has all the room to move his kalim to. So what should a person do? How does a person show that sukkah is over and now Shmiat Teres is beginning? What should you do if only you have one room to both use as your sukkah and as your house? So what should you do? Mahu, Rabbi Chiya bar Rav, Amar Pochas Bei Arba. You should take 4x4 tefachim of your schach, and this way you've passed your sukkah. That's what the suggestion is. Now, Tosa says, look at Pochas Bei Arba. He quotes Rashi, Tvachim uposla kach, peris pekunchus. You remove 4x4 tvachim of your schach and you passel your sukkah. Vetema, mas shir huze arba, valo of your posa b'shlosha, all you really need is 3 tvachim. Where's 4 tvachim come from? That's his tzarachin. So Mepharshim say the Gemara is lav dafka. In Echanami, 3 tvachim would be enough, but you should do something to passel your sukkah. That's what one would do in order to establish that it's now leading into the yantif of Shmiat Teres. So now the Gemara says, Rabbi Shubin Levi Amar, malik ba es haner. He says, no, light a candle in your sukkah. For lo pliga, there is no machlokes, halon halahu. It's us versus them. What does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Eva, balikba, as an air, because we saw earlier in Daf Chav Tes that you're supposed to light the sukkah outside of the, light the candles outside the sukkah when it comes to a small sukkah. Halon, livnei bavel, sheshmini shalhem sofek shvi, nechutzart. We don't know if the Shmiat Teres is Hoshan Rabbah sukkahs or not. The lo kimle bekvia de yircha. Malik basaner, you should light the candle, but don't pasul yifselenu, because you still need to sit in the sukkah. So you can't pasul the sukkah in the chutzlar. So what you do is you light the candle in the sukkah, this way it shows it's different than the previous days. It might be sukkahs, it might not be sukkahs, but when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, where we know for sure Shmiat Teres is not sukkahs anymore, then you should pasul the sukkah by removing that amount of schach. So then the Gemara says, Hatinach b'sukkah katana. This all makes sense of placing the candle in the sukkah if it's a small sukkah, because normally you don't place a candle in a small sukkah. But sukkah gadola, where people do leave their candles in the big sukkah, so how are you going to distinguish between today and tomorrow, between Shmi Atzeres and Hoshana Rabbah? Ma'ik le'meimar. So Gemara says, Dimal bay mani michle. You bring in all your dirty foods or your pots and pans that you don't normally leave in the sukkah. Now you bring this into your sukkah as if it's like the kitchen. Damar Rava, mani michle bar mimetulasa, mani mishte bimetulasa. The food, the dirty food, the dirty kalim that you take outside the sukkah, that's inappropriate. But the drinks, the cups, you can leave in the sukkah because dirty drinks, dirty cups, dirty glasses is not going to take away from the kedusha of the sukkah. So these are different approaches how one will change the status of the sukkah leading into Shmi Atzeres. It's Hoshana Rabbah. There's no issue of Hoshana Rabbah's chol. So then the Mishnah says, Nisach HaMayim Keta. So now we're going to discuss Nisach HaMayim. So what exactly is the process of Nisach HaMayim? Keta, how does this work? So you have a tzucha shel zav, some type of gold pitcher, machazeka shlosha lugum, that's able to hold the amount of 3 lug of the volume of water. You go down to the Shiloach, which is a certain spring near the base of Mikdash. You go down to get the water. There are many gates that allowed one to enter into the Zara. So one of them is called Shar Mayim, because it was called Mayim, because that's the gate they used, Nisach HaMayim. Tiku v'hiru v'tiku, they blow the shofar, blow tkiya, true tkiya. Rashi says that was a level of simcha, because it says, u'shafta ma'im b'sason, when it comes to she'iva, the drawing of the water, it should be done b'sason, so that shofars give the added flavor of simcha. Allah b'kevesh, they go up the ramp, the kohen who is zocha, goes up the ramp of the mizbech, u'fana l'smol, he goes up the ramp to the left. And on the left side of the ramp of the mizbech, Shnei svalm shekesef hayusham, there are two different drains, two silver drains that were there. One was used for the Nisach HaYayim, one was used for the Nisach HaMayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shel Sidhayu, he actually said it wasn't silver, it was actually plaster, it was white. Ela Shayu Mushcharin Panem Mipnei HaYayin, they became black because when the wine was poured over many years, the white gave the wine gave the white a blackish or silvery tinge. It looked silver, but it wasn't silver really, it was really Sid. Umnukavim, it had two noses, or rather two holes, Kimin Chot, Kshnei Chot Min Dakin, like two nashals. There's a machlokas here between Rashi Tosa, it's exactly how this looked. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Kimin Shnei Chot Min Dakin, Chotim Echad Besefel. There was, each drain was like a nose, it like stuck out like a nose, and V'nekav Echad Bechomon, there's a hole in that nose. So it was like two noses that came out of the each of the drains, one hole for each, one nose for each drain, if you will. And they pour the water into the drain. And from there, the water would drip onto Mizbeach. And there was like a little drain inside the Mizbeach. And the water and Yarim would go down that drain, eventually to the Shisin, Shemizbeach, which we'll see later on, which is Amukin v'chalulim me'o. There's a deep, deep cavity underneath the Mizbeach, which is called Shisin, which the whole mice with David Melech, we'll see later on in the Masecht, in the Perek, I think. So it went from there. So that's how Rashi understands it. Tosa says, no, he doesn't think there was like a nose that came out. He just said, there were two holes that was like two nostrils. Nothing stuck out. It was a flat area, and there's two holes. Nothing protruded like a nose. That was his understanding. And he also says, from where does Rashi know that the water, you know, ricocheted off the Mizbeach and to Shisin? Maybe it went directly from the hole right to the Shisin. It didn't ricochet off the Mizbeach. So these are two points of contention that Tosfos brings up against Rashi. So then the Mishnah continues and says, V'echan me'uva v'echad dak. One of these drains was very thick, and one was very thin. We'll see why. So they should both finish at the very same time. And then, the western one, the western hole was for the water, and the eastern one was for the wine. Every single day they pour Nisach HaYayin, and on Sukkot they pour Nisach HaMayim, the drain for the water. Let's say there's a machlokas, I believe, I didn't double check this, but I believe there's a machlokas how to interpret this Mishnah. Does it mean that they switched the drains, if you pour the water into the wine drain, or the wine into the water drain, you fulfill the mitzvah? I believe the Rama might say that if you mix the water and wine together, and then pour it down one of the drains, that's how he interprets the Mishnah Yoyotze. Then that's Rabbi Yehuda Omer Belug HaYom Menasech Koshmon. He argues on two points here. Our Tanakhama says b'shlosha lugin, three amounts of water. He only says lug echad, and our Mishnah holds only 7 days of nisach hamayim. Rabbi Yehuda holds 8 days of nisach hamayim. Ule menasech, when you come to the Karin who have to pour the water. Omer lo, we tell him hug be yadicha, lift your hand. Let's see what you're doing. Why we tell him to lift his hand? Shepam achas, one time nesach echad agabe raglava urgamua hakolam besrogeim. One time there was a tzeduki. The Yushalmi says this might be the same tzeduki who made some other mistakes as well. Remember this mice of the ketores in Yuma Kippurim and Yuma, where he mixed together the ketores and the gecham outside the kosher kedushin before going inside, and he died. The Yushalmi says this was the same exact karen, it's a different year, because he would have been dead otherwise. So what happened one time was he took the water, and he poured it on his own feet, not onto the Mizbeach, and the whole pelted him with the esrogim that year. So why did he do this? Because Nisach HaMayim is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. It's not Mefurish B'Kra. And the Tzedukim don't accept that which is not Mefurish B'Kra. So therefore he poured it onto his feet. So therefore from that point on they have to say, Hog B'Yadcha, lift your hand, let us see what you're doing so you don't play any games here, and you make sure to pour the water on the Mizbeach, not on your feet. So then the Mishnah says, K'maaseu B'cho Kach Maaseu B'Shabbos. The exact way they would do this on the weekday, they do the same exact thing on Shabbos with one exception. They just fill up from Erev Shabbos, because they couldn't carry on Shabbos, there's no Erev there. So you can't schlep it on Shabbos from the Shiloh up into the Har Bayis, so they have to fill up Erev Shabbos, but also had to have been in a Kli that's not Kli Sharis. Because had it been a Kli Sharis, what would happen is, if you have Kli Sharis, now the water is Kadosh. And if it's left out overnight, there's a psulina, you wouldn't be able to use it the very next day, so you'd have to fill up the water Erev Shabbos with a non-Kli Sharis Kli, so it's not Kadosh and it's not subject to the psulina. And then the next morning, they take that pitcher and pour it on the Mizbeach. And then the Menicha, they leave it Belishcha, in a Lishcha somewhere, to leave it overnight so they could use it. Nishpecha, let's say the water spilled. Shabbos comes and you see someone knocked over the pitcher. Or Niskalto, well, they didn't cover it up, because you know you have to cover up the water. Maim Megulim, uncovered water, as the Mishnah is going to say, is possible. Hayim Memalim in a Kiur, they then fill up from the Kiur, meaning if the pitcher that they filled up Erev Shabbos wasn't usable on Shabbos, so what do? You can't fill up water from the Maya now, from the spring, because it can't carry on Shabbos. So then at that point, you can actually rely on the Kiur, the water in the sink, and use water from there as a Bidiyeved for the Nisach HaMayim. Shayayin V'amayim Megulin Psulin Legavim Mizbech. Water or yain that was left out overnight is Pasul Legavim Mizbech. Why is it Pasul Legavim Mizbech? So the Machlok is Rashi Tosis here. Rashi says, if you look at the last Rashi on the mission here, Rashi says, Shayayin V'amayim Megulin Nisgala hayayin, if the water or wine was exposed, left out uncovered overnight, then mamala min akir v'lohaya min asech mehen, you'd use the water from the kir. The fishayayin v'mayim hamagulin, psun l'gab b'mizbech, why? The chashinan shema shosem en nachash, that a snake may have drink from the water wine, v'ha'eris, the venom, m'urabehen, there's venom in the water, in the wine, v'nim s'she'enu min asech mayim, kishir, Shrei Ha'eres Mashim L'Shirun. He says the snake drank some of the water and replaced some of the water with some of its venom. You're lacking in the shear. That's why Rashi is the problem is. Tosfos has nothing to do with lacking the shear. The problem here is it's not right for the Mizbech. It's disgusting. It's meus for the Mizbech to have such a thing with the venom. But not a concern of there being lacking of the shear at all. So that's a machlokas Rashi Tosfos why Maim Megulim is possible for the Mizbech. So now the Gemara says, Minahani Mili, how do you know what? So Machlokas, again, Rashi Tosfos here, what the question is. So Rashi says the question is, how do you know you should blow the shofar when doing the drawing of the water? Tosfos says the question is, Odi Eish Lefarish, Rashi, last two lines of Tosfos, he says, how do you have to draw from the spring down below by Yerushalayim? That's the question. Is it about the Simcha, or is it about the location of the Mayan? So the Gemara answers, what's the answer? Amar Ravini, Damar Krav, Ushafta Mayim, Bisasam. So that's the answer for Rashi. Bisasam, the focus in Bisasam. Tosfos, the answer is the rest of the Pasuk. Ushafta Mayim, Mayna HaYeshua, the Vagomer, is the answer to Tosfos' question that has to come from a Mayan of the Me'ah Shiloh. That's the difference of the understanding of the Gemara here. It's not nothing to do with Simcha at all. Tosfos is not going to do the simcha. How do you have to get from a mayan? How do you know you don't take from a cure? If you need to get from a mayan, the Pasuk says, "Me mayan Yeshua." So a mayan, a cure is not a mayan.
After that one, it could have been a different mayan also.
That was the closest mayan to the Yishlai. So then the Gemara says an interesting discussion here. Gemara says, "Honey, oh, by the way, I think from this they have, I think they point out there's a machlokas now between Tosfos and Rashi whether or not there's an inyan of simcha when it comes to nisach amayim." Rashi says there is simcha, and those who said there's no simcha, nothing to do with simcha at all here. That's not even the question of the Gemara. So now the Gemara says, interesting maisa here, hanu trei mini. There were once two tzedukim, two minim, two apikorsim. They're having a strange conversation. Chad shmei sason, v'chad shmei shim simcha. One guy was called sason. I never heard a guy's name sason. I heard a guy's name simcha. So a guy's name is simcha, another guy's name is sason. Unclear whether this is, you heard a guy sason, yeah? Oh wow, so funny. Okay, you Sephardi guy. Okay, there you go. So, and it was, okay. Either way, so you had such two people, their names, Sasan and Simcha. Now, I'm unclear whether this is a real Maiso, or this is some type of a Mashal, but what happened here? So, Amrlei Sasan. Sasan tells Simcha. Ona Adifna Minach. I'm better than you, Sasan tells Simcha. Why? Dichsev Sasan v'Simcha, Yesigu. The Pasuk used the word Sasan before the word Simcha. So, I'm better than you. So, Amrlei Simcha l'Sasan. He says back to him, Ona Adifna Minach. I'm better than you because Dichsev Simcha v'Sasan la'Yehudim. So Simcha comes before Sasan, I'm better. Amrlei Sasan l'Simcha, Chad Yoma, one day, Sasan tells Simcha, Shavkucha, they're going to throw you out of Shemayim somehow. V'shavicha peramka, you're going to be the lead runner of everyone. Dichsev ki v'simcha, they tell you, you're going to be in front of everybody else. So you're going to be left from Shemayim, they're going to take you out of Shemayim, and you're going to be running in front of the rest of the Am. Whatever that means exactly, not sure. There's something deep going on here, certainly. So Amrlei Simcha l'Sasan, Chad Yoma, one day, Shavkucha, you're going to be taken out of Mitzrayim. They're going to fill you up with water. They're going to fill you up with water. You're going to overflow with water. So Amrlei Ahumina Dishmei Sason, the guy whose name was Sason, went over to Rabbi Abahu and asked, "Asi the Tamli Mimayim La Alma Dasi." In the future, people are going to fill water up for me. For me, why? They're going to serve water to Sason. They're going to treat me with such respect. Rabbi's best says back to Sasan, Amrlei, I have a ksiva lisasan. Could the commerce? The Pasuk says, Ushaftimaim lisasan. That meant they would draw water for you, Sasan, but it doesn't say lisasan. Hashad ksiva bisasan in Sasan. Mashkedahu gavra mashrin lay. They're going to turn you into a guda, into a little like a canteen, a little bottle of some sort. Umalina maya, and you're going to be filled up with the water. That's the conversation. End of discussion. Okay. Gemara says now from the Mishnah, all of a kevish yufana l'smol. So the kohen goes up the ramp with the bucket of water, the pitcher of water. He turns to his left. So Tanya Rabbanan the Braisa says, kola olim l'mizbech. Everybody who goes to on top of the mizbech, olin derech yamin, goes up to the right. The ramp was pretty wide, so they always walk up the right side of the ramp and circle around that way. So umakifin, they go around the mizbech. For yardin derech smol, they come down the left part of the ramp. With the exception of three items, those three items are halalu, these three, sh'olam, derech smol, they walk up the left part of the ram, v'chozen ala akev, and they walk kind of backwards on their heels. What are the three? V'eluhain, nisach hamayim goes up the left side of the ramp, nisach hayayim, which is also the same exact area as a nisach hamayim, the left side of the ramp, v'ola sa'of, kishiripsa b'mizrach, when the eastern part is full, they have to use that part of the mizbech for the surplus of ola sa'of, also goes on the left side of the mizbech. These are the three exceptions. So now the Gemara says further, that even though Rabbi Yehuda says that Tanakhama felt that these two drains were made of silver, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, they're made of sid, they're white plaster, except that they turned black or, grish, the silvery, from the overuse of wine. Bishma, I understand the yayin mashchir, that makes sense. The drain of the wine, I understand why it turned silver color. Because you pour wine every single sukkah for 7 days, and Rabbi Huda says 8 days, you pour it down. So eventually it turned a little bit silvery. But demaya, my masher, but the drain that was used for water, why did that turn colors? Water doesn't change the color. So Gemara says, Kaven damar mar, ira, shemaim letoch shayayin, v'shayayin letoch shemaim yatsa, shemaim asa lashkuri. Because since if you put the water down the wine pipe, or the wine down the water pipe, that's still acceptable. So therefore, it also turned dark from that. So I guess oftentimes they made the mistake and poured the wrong one down the wrong pipe, and eventually over all the mistakes, that was enough to turn the white the water drain to silvery as well. And then the Gemara said, we'll finish with this. Umenukavim kimin beis cholmin. So we said that there are two drains, one for the wine, one for the water. Leima Masisin Rabbi Yehudi for Rabbanim. Let's say that our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda and not like Rabbanim. The Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Belug Haya Menasech Kol Shimona. Because our Mishnah said there was a thick drain and a thin drain. Why? Because in order that Shekulan Kalan Bevas Achis want them to finish at the same time. So therefore, since there's a lot more wine than water, there were three lug of wine. And there's only one lug of water, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So since there's much less water, you have to have a smaller drain for the water and a much bigger drain for the wine so that they all go down at the same exact time. So our mission must be like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there is only one lug of water. Because according to Chachamim, they hold that there are three lug of water, just like three lug of wine, they should be the same exact size drain. So the fact that a different size of drain must be Rabbi Yehuda is that author of that part of the Mishnah. Because Rabbi Yehuda Omer Belug Haya Menasech Koshmano Di Rabbanon. They have the same exact shear, three lug of water and three lug of wine. Why says no? Afilu tamei rabbanan, even according to rabbanan, who hold that they're the same exact volume of wine and water, but the consistency, the thickness of the wine and water are very different. Chamra samech, the wine is very thick, and mayim kosh, water is very loose, and therefore, if you the water goes out much faster than the wine, even though you have the same exact size pitchers, but the water is going to go really fast because it's loose, the wine is going to kind of bubble down because it's much thicker. That's why you have to have a thicker one for the wine and a thinner one for the water. Hachanami Mestavrit also is very sensible to say this because the Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rachav Akatsa Islay, he holds a thicker and shorter, the Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shneik Shavos Hayusham, Echad Shemayim Ve'echad Shel Yayin, you know, two types of drains, one for water, one for wine, Sheyayin Pier Rachav, Shemayim Pier Akatsa. The wine was thick, the water one was short, Kadeshu Shneim Kam Vasachas Shemamina. So that sounds like if you look at Rashi, the Rashi says the last three lines here, Hachanami Mestavra de Masisin is Rabbanini, because neither Rabbi Yehuda Rachav Akatsa Islay. Klomar, Shmeinu Le Divlashan Echad Rachav Echad Katzer Kamerle, Vlobulashan Mu'uva Vedak. The language that's used, Rachav Akatsa versus Uva Mu'uva, sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is not the author of our very Mishnah. So let's stop here. I'll quickly recap what we did today. We stopped talking about the Mishnah of that Hal and Simcha are all 8 days. We include even Shmiat Tzeres, even though the Pasuk doesn't say it. Ach Smeach includes Shmiat Tzeres both night and day. We exclude the first night of Sukkot because you don't check the Karban Shlamim Erev Sukkot. We said Sukkot is 7 days. What do you do, Hoshana Rabbah? You remove all your kelim out of the house in order to establish that now we're leading into Shmiat Tzeres and then we're going to eat inside. The person has no place to do this, so you have options of either lighting the candle or taking off some of the schach to pasul it. Depends whether you're in the Eretz Yisrael versus Bavel, a big sukkah versus a small sukkah. And let me discuss the whole state of the Mishnah of the Nisach HaMayim. You get the water, you put it on the Mizbech. Machlok is whether it's one lug of water, three lug of water, 7 days of Nisach HaMayim, 8 days of Nisach HaMayim. What if it was left out? If it was a Megula, then or it spilled, you have to draw water from the Kiyur. And then we had that the source of Haino the Simcha by Nisach HaMayim, because it says Oshaf the Mayim B'Sason. Tosis had a different shot. Then we had the strange conversation between Sason and Simcha, who's better, who's not better. And then about every single time you go to the ramp in the Mizbech, you go up the right side and go around. But three exceptions, you go to the left side and come right back down. That's for Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin, and the Olas HaOf, Kishiripsa B'Mizrach. And then the fact that the white turned silver, because you pour the wine down the wrong pipe. And then finally, who authored the Mishnah? We said that to the fact that one's thin, one's thick, must be Rav Banan, holds that the consistency of each of the liquids are different in order that they finish at the same time. You have to have the drains being different sizes. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.